Let's go to Russia's capital next. It's a city that NPR's Anne Garrels covered for years and to which she's returned. Moscow has been slow to pull its troops out of Georgia. And, Anne, are the Russians doing what they say they're doing?
Not exactly. The Russian foreign minister had promised that all Russian troops would be moved into a buffer zone south of Ossetia itself or back to Russia by the end of the day. But Russian commanders on the ground are now saying that it could well take longer, possibly 10 days, to get all their troops out. And there's confusion over the so-called buffer zone where Russia is now building checkpoints. Frustrated NATO officials have been saying, you know, Russia should have long since removed its forces and must return to its pre-conflict positions. But Russia intends to keep troops in a buffer zone which extends well into Georgia and is very close to key Georgian transit points. Georgia and Russia had agreed to this buffer zone some time ago, but troops were actually never placed there. So this would not seem to be part of the agreement, and there's disagreement on that.
Are some of these contradictory statements deliberate, do you think?
You know, it's hard to say. It may be that the Kremlin simply underestimated how long it would all take. But I've got to say, military spokesmen seem to enjoy adding fuel to the fire. The Russian military clearly relishes its victory after years of humiliation. It's systematically destroying all Georgia's military installations and assets. It talks about taking trophies. And among those trophies are American Humvees, which had been waiting at the port of Poti to be shipped home after being used in recent U.S. Georgian military exercise.
Anne Garrels, your reporting and the reporting of others has suggested that this is almost a return to the Cold War or the Cold War mentality, which Westerners are certainly worried about. Do you get a sense that people in Moscow are worried at all?
Well, they're certainly worried, but they're worried that their concerns just have never been taken into account. I mean, Russia says U.S. motives are to keep Russia down and encircle it. And on one thing, both conservatives and liberals agree, is that the U.S. has acted with full disregard of Russia's concerns for a long time. The foreign minister has said NATO's made no attempt to understand just how complicated the Caucasus is, the history of this conflict. And analysts from all sides say the Kremlin really had no choice but to respond to the Georgian attack on its soldiers, though liberals who don't have much access to the media may not approve of exactly what Russia did in response. But the bottom line now is that Russia says it's up to the West to decide on its relations with Russia.
It can seem from this distance a rather simple equation. Moscow used to control a bunch of former Soviet republics, doesn't anymore, but is interested in having a lot of influence there. Is it really more complicated than that?
Yes, I think it is more complicated in the degree that, you know, Russia's still trying to figure out and protect its interests. It points to, for instance, Kosovo. It says the West allowed Kosovo to be independent. Why won't it allow people in South Ossetia and Abkhazia to determine their fates?
So is there any sense of where Russia's going from here?
Well, it's holding out the threats of its leverage. It does have money, energy resources, ties to Europe, a UN veto, and an arms industry. It's holding out the threat of recognizing South Ossetia and the other breakaway region in Georgia of Abkhazia. At the moment, though, emotions are so high on both sides, and there's not much dialogue going on. And Russians are warning that the more isolated they feel, the less inclined they're going to be for dialogue.
Do you get any sense, just as you walk along the streets of Moscow, of increasing national pride, for example?
Oh, there is no question. This is a very different country than the one I knew 3 years ago, certainly 10 years ago. Russians feel that they now are on the world stage, that they're not just a poor, benighted country. You see a lot of money, at least in Moscow. And yes, this is a very different place, and they feel that the developments here have not been taken into account.
NPR's Anne Garrels is in Moscow once again. Anne, thanks very much.
Thank you.